Brush fire season has become a thing of the past in California, with the potential for blazes turning into a year-round thing. But we're moving into one of the most dangerous times of year, with the combination of hot, dry weather and strong Santa Ana and sundowner winds.
It is estimated there are 10 million acres of land containing ready-to-burn kindling from nearly 147 million dead and dying trees. 10 of the most destructive fires in California's history have happened since 2015, and 8 of those 10 have occurred in just the past 2 years.
Ron D. Guthrie is with Southern California Edison. Officials with Edison and PG&E met with Santa Barbara County supervisors to outline one of the newest tools and efforts to reduce the threat, a program called Public Safety Power Shutoffs. It's utility companies shutting down power lines in high fire risk areas when the fire danger is extremely high. County officials say they understand the need, but are also concerned about the impacts of shutoffs. Bob Steams is with Edison. He says they've had versions of the program for 8 years, but have only used it twice on a small scale in the Idlewild area.
Statewide, about 10% of fires start from utility lines, but we want to drive that down as close to zero as we can. It's primarily our PSPS program, primarily impacts those circuits that are in the high fire risk areas, the distribution circuits. And under extreme circumstances, it could involve our transmission and our sub-transmission lines as well, which would impact customers that are not in necessarily in high fire hazard areas.
Power lines are blamed for starting some of the massive brush fires in the state during the last few years, including Ventura and Santa Barbara County's Thomas Fire. Officials with the two utility companies which serve the Central and South Coast say they're ramping up fire prevention efforts. They're expanding vegetation management around power lines, stepping up patrols, adding webcams, and installing hundreds of remote weather stations. Edison's Rondi Guthrie says long-term, they're trying to make the power grid more fire resistant.
A major aspect of our plan is the installation of insulated wire. We believe it is foundational to reducing the leading cause of ignitions. We are proactively replacing existing bare conductor with covered conductor in high fire risk areas. To date, our crews have installed 183 circuit miles of covered conductor in our highest risk areas, with a goal of 5,500 circuit miles by 2025. We are also supplementing covered conductor with other protective devices.
Guthrie says that many people ask about undergrounding power lines. She says while it's an option in some cases, it can often be too expensive.
It's estimated to cost about $430,000 per mile to install the covered conductor, and $3 million a mile to underground.
But should there be a dangerous combination of factors like dry brush, low humidity, and high wind in the forecast, they might trigger a localized public safety power shutoff. Edison's Bob Steams talks about some of the things involved in the decision-making process.
There's three buckets of information. There's all the science stuff, all of our weather stations and advanced weather modeling, real-time observations. We have qualified personnel in the area looking at that line, telling us what's going on. And we're going to be working with first responders, with emergency managers, because we want to know what else is going on in the community. Is there already a fire going on that we need to know about?
The utilities are working with government agencies on problems like impacts on places like hospitals. Tougher is how you deal with homebound people who rely on power for medical equipment. Eric Daniels with PG&E says they're trying to develop a database, one which can be used to give people a 48-hour warning.
Remember, a lot of this is private information about those particular people, so there's some legalities. We've worked with our legal team to try to identify ways to work with that so we can coordinate with emergency service personnel in each of the communities and in the counties.
Officials with the utility say the goal is to give potentially affected areas 2 days warning before a shutdown so people can make arrangements to leave or at least be aware they'll be without power. They say it'll be up to government agencies to open shelters if needed.
Cooling centers are really the responsibility of the local communities, not PG&E, but we would want to work with you if there was to be some sort of a PSPS event.
One question officials with the utilities couldn't answer is how often they think shutoffs might happen. Bob Steams with Southern California Edison says that's up to nature.
How many times are we going to be doing this in the future? It depends on the weather.
And officials with the power companies emphasize that if shutoffs are necessary, they'll be focused on high-risk areas and not blanket regional shutdowns. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.